Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon people to draw inspiration from C. Rajagopalachari's life and legacy with the spirit of nation first. Unveils bust of C. Rajagopalachari replacing that of Edwin Lutyens at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower drivers by providing them ownership of their work, interacts with drivers of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal inaugurates and lays foundation for various port projects worth 1,500 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. Indian Embassy in Tehran urges its nationals to leave Iran and cautions them to avoid areas of protests or demonstrations. 17 people killed in Nepal after Kathmandu-bound bus plunges into Trishuli River. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe to take on West Indies in Super 8 clash in Mumbai. Rajaji Utsav, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor General of India, Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu has unveiled the bust of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Union Ministers Jagat Prakash Nadda, Dr. S.J. Shankar, Dharmendra Pradhan, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Dr. L. Murugan and the family members of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the President said this initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture, heritage, timeless traditions and honouring those who served Bharat Mata with their extraordinary contributions.
आप राष्ट्रपति भवन में भारत माता के लिए सर्वस्व निछावर करने वाले परमवीर चक्र विजेताओं के चित्र शोभायमान भारत की शास्त्रीय भाषाओं के ग्रंथों में रचित महान ज्ञान परंपरा को संजोने वाले प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों से समृद्ध ग्रंथ कुटीर की स्थापना राष्ट्रपति भवन में की गई। ऐसे अनेक बदलाव राजा जी के चिंतन और जीवन के अनुरूप भारतीयता पर गौरव की चेतना को आगे बढ़ाते
President Draupadi Murmu noted that Chakravarti Rajagopalachari had left an indelible mark on the history of the country. The President emphasized that working on the ideals of Rajaji would be the truest tribute one could pay to him. The President further expressed hope that the people of the country would draw inspiration from Rajaji's life and legacy and move forward with the spirit of putting the nation first.
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा भारतीय चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है
Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah interacted with drivers or sarthis of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi. In a video released today, Mr. Shah said, the Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower the drivers by providing them the ownership of their work. He mentioned that the initiative focuses on curbing the problems related to private taxi service companies and provide the profit to drivers and not the cooperative.
The concept is that the one who is working hard, the one who is toiling should get the profit, not some rich man. Why did we come up with the idea of Bharat Taxi? You said that there were a lot of complaints. 30% was deducted and there was no certainty. The purpose of running those companies is to make the owners rich. Our purpose is also to make the owners rich. The only difference is that you are the owner.
The minister further said the initiative is becoming a platform for the welfare of drivers and safety of passengers. Union Minister for Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal inaugurated and laid the foundation for various port projects worth approximately 1,500 crore rupees at Tuticorin Port in Tamil Nadu today. This includes VOC Maritime Heritage Museum, laying a foundation stone for 8 megawatt wind farm and 5 megawatt hour of battery energy storage system, and also launching of corporate social responsibility projects at the port. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi, sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam on social media today. The Prime Minister said the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government is closely monitoring gold prices, noting that the yellow metal traditionally sees seasonal spikes during festival periods but has not crossed certain limits. Ms. Sitharaman said this while addressing a press conference post its customary post-budget meeting with Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. The finance minister said demand for gold has risen, but it has not reached alarming levels and prices have stayed within circuit limits.
High-pitched demand from, let us say, the domestic, for domestic consumption, also sees a seasonal spike during festival season, during Akshaya Tritiya and so on. We are watching it, but I'm not sure it has reached such alarming proportions given the tendency or natural things as it is in India for investing in gold, buying gold, and therefore I think it has not gone in that sense beyond a certain limit. But of course, RBI will also be monitoring it.
India and France have signed an amending protocol to revise the India-France Double Taxation Avoidance Convention, DTAC. In a statement, the finance ministry informed that the protocol was signed during the recent visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to India. It added the chairperson of the Central Board of Direct Taxes, Ravi Agrawal, inked the protocol with Ambassador of France to India, Thierry Mathieu. Under the amended provisions, full taxing rights on capital gains arising from the sale of shares will be granted to the country where the company is a resident. The Jammu-based White Knight Corps of the Army today said 7 terrorists were eliminated in a prolonged 326-day high-altitude joint operation in the Chatru area of Kishtwar district. Our Jammu correspondent reports that in a post on X, the White Knight Corps termed the operation as gallant perseverance and said relentless and painstaking operations were conducted in the challenging terrain and harsh weather conditions of Kishtwar. Later, addressing a press conference, General Officer Commanding of the Counterinsurgency Force Delta, Major General APS Bal, said the security forces will keep neutralizing terrorists who come into the Indian territory. He added that the security forces have been able to eliminate 6 JEM terrorists, both in Udhampur and Kishtwar.
In the month of February, we have been able to eliminate 6 JEM terrorists, and on both the extremes of our area, one in the area of Udhampur and other in the area of Kishtwar. We promise you that we'll continue to do so.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended condolences on the demise of former Union Minister Mukul Roy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Mukul Roy will be remembered for his political experience and efforts to serve society. Former Railway Minister and Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Roy passed away early this morning at a private hospital in Kolkata. He was 71. Artificial intelligence is reshaping healthcare sector across the world. At the recently concluded India AI Impact Expo 2026 in Delhi, exhibitors unveiled cutting-edge innovations aimed at early disease detection, precision treatment and smarter surgeries. At the expo, founder of a private company, Sandhya Srivastav, presented the company's first product, FlowGuard. She said the device uses artificial intelligence to enable smart IV fluid management.
IV fluid management is done with the help of AI with our app. When the drip is going to end, this indication is going to the healthcare professional and the doctors. Automatic closing system is also there. By the app and the device, all the vitals of the patients also done. And that data has been captured for a week. Further, if we use that particular data in a future, we can do that. AI Summit done a very great job. It's a very good exposure for the initial startups.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged Indian nationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January the 14th this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protests or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. The embassy also issued helpline numbers +989128109115, +989128109109. The embassy can also be reached at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Amid ongoing security operations and related road blockages and criminal activity in various parts of Mexico, the Embassy of India in Mexico today issued an advisory to Indian citizens residing in the country, urging them to exercise caution and shelter in place. The embassy has urged Indian nationals in the affected areas to avoid zones with active law enforcement activity and to remain alert to their surroundings. In Nepal, 17 people, including two foreigners, died in a bus accident near Charandi in Benighat Rorang rural municipality of Dhading along the Prithvi Highway early this morning. The Kathmandu-bound bus from Pokhara had plunged into the Trishuli River. As many as 44 passengers were on the bus, 26 injured were rescued and sent to various hospitals. Some injured are being treated in local hospitals, while most were sent to Kathmandu. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin accused former chief advisor Mohammad Yunus of repeatedly failing to follow constitutional procedures. In an interview with a newspaper, he criticized Yunus for issuing several ordinances without adequate justification, despite some emergency measures being needed. The president revealed that Yunus never briefed him after returning from foreign trips, violating constitutional requirements. During this period, the president received strong support from the armed forces, who pledged to protect constitutional continuity. He also said leaders from the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, including acting chairman Tariq Rahman, supported him. Manipuri language drama film Boong has won the prestigious BAFTA Award for Best Children's and Family Film in London yesterday. The honour marks a significant milestone for Indian cinema, particularly for films from the Northeast, underscoring the global appeal of regional storytelling. Produced by Farhan Akhtar's Excel Entertainment and directed by Lakshmi Priya Devi, the film derives its title from the Manipuri word for little boy. The film's editor, director Lakshmi Priya Devi, made an emotional plea for peace in her acceptance speech after receiving the coveted trophy from Paddington Bear. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe will take on the West Indies in their Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time today. Earlier, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in their Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And in another Super 8 match of Group 2, England defeated Sri Lanka by 51 runs at Palikele International Stadium in Sri Lanka. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon people to draw inspiration from Sri Rajagopalachari's life and legacy with the spirit of nation first. Unveils bust of Sri Rajagopalachari replacing that of Edwin Lutyens at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower drivers by providing them ownership of their work, interacts with drivers of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal inaugurates and lays foundation for various port projects worth 1,500 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. Indian Embassy in Tehran urges its nationals to leave Iran and cautions them to avoid areas of protests or demonstrations. And with that, we end the midday news.